KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 8 o'clock, we have sunny skies, 57 degrees. We look forward to be mostly sunny today, a high of 78. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by ASI, Audiology and Hearing Instruments in Atlantic. In the news, two men arrested on suspicion of breaking into a central Iowa courthouse say they were hired to test the building's alarm system. The Des Moines Register reports 29-year-old Justin Wynn of Naples, Florida, and 43-year-old Gary DiMercurio of Seattle were found in the Dallas County Courthouse early Wednesday morning after an alarm was tripped. Both face burglary charges and are being held on $50,000 bond each. The men told deputies they worked for the cybersecurity firm Coalfire and had been hired to test the courthouse alarm system. The state court administration acknowledged hiring the firm, but only to test the security of the electronic access to court records and not for forced entry into a building. Police in Creston report a man was arrested early Thursday morning for public intoxication. 54-year-old Craig Hauser, whose city of residence was not available at the time of the report, was taken into custody at around 1:30 a.m. He was being held in the Union County Jail on a $300 bond. Cass County Deputy Auditor Sherry Karn said yesterday that Pat Castle has filed nomination papers to run for the Oneida City Council, and there are now three people running for two seats on the Oneida City Council. They include Castle, Mark Harris, and Kevin Littleton. The city school elections are on November 5th, and the last day to file nomination papers is September 19th. The Cass County Health System's Cardiac Rehab Department will be closed from Friday today through Monday while new flooring is installed. CCHS officials said yesterday the department will continue to provide care to patients needing monitors during this time and that stress tests will still be performed on the 13th. Cardiac Rehab anticipates being open to all patients on Tuesday. Patients with questions or concerns can call 250-8210. A new report concludes Iowa has one of the highest obesity rates in the country. More than 35% of Iowans are considered to be obese, according to a report by the nonprofit Trust for America's Health. That makes Iowa's obesity rate the seventh highest in the nation. Nadine Garcia is executive vice president for the group that did the study, and she says obesity can lead to serious health issues.
It increases risk for type 2 diabetes, for high blood pressure, stroke, and many forms of cancer. And so it's something that really needs to be taken seriously.
Garcia says in Iowa and elsewhere, it's often hard to find affordable, healthy food and a safe place to exercise.
In far too many communities, it is difficult to be able to do those things. And so what we're advocating for is really to help promote making those healthy choices really the easy choice by ensuring that those conditions exist in neighborhoods and communities all across the country.
The national obesity rate is the highest it's ever been at 31%, and Iowa's obesity rate is 4% higher than that. The Trust for America's Health says obesity is a growing epidemic in America, and policymakers must take action. The group suggests several steps to address the problem, including new taxes on sugary drinks to try and reduce consumption of high-calorie sodas. Well, state regulators in Iowa have approved two short-term health insurance plans for sale in Iowa. Radio Iowa's O.K. Henderson reports.
Iowa Insurance Commissioner Doug Ullman says these are 364-day plans. They're an option for healthy Iowans who cannot afford the premiums on individual policies being sold on the Affordable Care Act exchange. The policies are being sold by Golden Rule Insurance Company and United States Fire Insurance Company.
These two companies were the first two companies to submit those plans for our approval, and we've reviewed them, and they do comply with Iowa law.
In-hospital services will be covered, including surgeries and emergency room visits, as well as out-of-hospital care like going to the doctor. The plans do have higher deductibles, however, and are not available to Iowans with pre-existing conditions. I'm O.K. Henderson.
Well, it appears a lawsuit seeking a moratorium on new livestock confinements near the Raccoon River and action to limit farm chemical runoff into the river will go to trial. A district court judge has rejected a request from attorneys representing the state to have the lawsuit dismissed. Kim Stevens of Nevada is a member of the Iowa Citizens for Community Improvement, one of the groups that had filed the lawsuit.
It's saying we as a state need to protect the waterways.
State officials have pursued a voluntary nutrient reduction strategy rather than enforce limits on how much nitrogen or manure farmers may apply on cropland. The Raccoon River is the source of drinking water for 500,000 Iowans. And Stevens says court action is necessary because the voluntary approach to cleaning it up isn't working.
At first, I didn't really get what the issue was. I thought it was just the smell. As I learned more about it, I realized that there were a lot of health impacts that come from the, particularly the manure the waste that comes from the hogs. And that waste has to go somewhere, and where it ends up going is on fields.
The lawsuit is seeking a court order requiring state officials to adopt a mandatory plan to clean up the Raccoon River. Stevens says, as the mother of three young boys, she's worried about whether the water they come into contact with is clean.
We live on the family farm. My father-in-law built our house, and we want to give them every reason to stay in Iowa. And one of those big reasons is to enjoy the waterways. I hope we find success with this lawsuit.
Attorneys representing the state said the legislature and other state officials have taken many steps to address water quality concerns, and they argued it's inappropriate for the courts to settle a political debate over how to address water pollution. Well, no doubt you've heard how the latest clean water crisis now looms in rural America. The Des Moines Register has reported unsafe levels of bacteria and nitrates continue to pollute Iowa's water, according to the findings over the past 16 years. Clean water protections are jeopardized by recent escalated federal attempts to deregulate, slash budgets, and restrict supervision and enforcement. Matt Russell, executive director of the Iowa Interfaith Power and Light and fifth-generation owner of Coyote Run Farm in Lacona, spoke with KJAN News about the work being done to protect and preserve Iowa's environment. He said there are four practice areas that are very effective.
We need to use conservation tillage, which means till as little as possible. We need to extend the crop rotation. We have to grow more than just corn and soybeans. Doesn't mean we get rid of corn and soybeans, but we've got to, on an annual basis, a farm has to add other crops into that mix. We have to have something growing all the time. That's cover crops, but it's also woody vegetation and other things. It's managing something growing all year round. So the fourth thing is integrating livestock into our practices. And that means managing our manure better than we're doing. It also means rotational grazing, management intensive grazing, and other ways in which we're integrating livestock so that we increase the biological activity in that soil, increase the organic matter, increase the resiliency for drought as well as heavy rain events, and then reduce the need for added nutrients.
Russell grew up on a farm south of Anita. His parents, Bill and Connie Russell, and his brother and sister-in-law, Todd and Kathy, still farm the same land.
On our farm, we took 110 acres and turned it all back into a managed grazing system. We used EQIP, we used CSP, we used CRP, those conservation programs. We partnered with the taxpayers to help us put practices on our farm that were going to help us, because we're a small farm, so we raise beef cattle, sell the meat directly, so higher value. But it allowed us to put that system in place. So we built ponds, we transitioned everything to rotational grazing system. We're trying to put all four of those practices into place.
He said Interfaith Power and Light works with farmers in getting them engaged in their profession in terms of climate change and water cleanup. Those that are already using practices to be high-level stewards of the land in conservation, he says, take more risk and get less return than the farmers who take shortcuts. The trick, according to Russell, is how to shift the economies.
That we have an economic situation that does not reward those farmers who do the highest levels of conservation, and those who do the least level and sometimes poor conservation, they actually pay very little cost. Economically, if you're asking how we get to where we are, it's because the economics do not encourage better stewardship, and we don't have a way of calling out those farmers who are doing a poor job.
And he says that we know that we have these increased nutrients and bacteria as well, and that's not changing. That's not getting better. He said we just can't keep doing what we're doing, expecting that something is going to change. The efforts of good land stewardship, Russell says, creates economic opportunities. And this just into the newsroom. The Clarinda Police Department reports that around 10 p.m. on Thursday, officers responded to a shots fired call at a Clarinda business. An investigation revealed that 46-year-old Robert Christopher Cook of Casper, Wyoming, had shoved and directed racial and ethnic slurs at Luis David Ramos, age 25, from Denison. Ramos retaliated and struck Cook in the face with a closed fist. Cook then retrieved a Glock 45 caliber pistol from his room, brandished the pistol in a threatening manner, and fired a shot into the air. Cook began chasing Ramos, who was able to retreat to safety until police arrived. Cook received some injuries to his face and was transported to the Clarinda Regional Health Center for treatment. He was released from the hospital and is currently in custody at Page County Jail after being arrested and going armed with intent, aggravated assault, and reckless use of a firearm. A charge of assault resulting in bodily injury is pending against Ramos. Reports concerning the incident have been submitted to the Page County Attorney's Office for review regarding the filing of formal charges. The news was brought to you by ASI, Audiology and Hearing Instruments at 601 Poplar in Atlantic. Call 243-5796. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.